Did you ever grow up wanting to run away and join the circus? Do you have dreams of performing on the tightrope, on the high wire, the trapeze, whatever it may have been? After yesterday's conversation around phobias, you know that those are not particular dreams that I cherished, being afraid of heights. But for many people, the circus has always held a certain magic. And for many young Cape Townians in particular, the circus has offered more than just the opportunity to dream. It's also offered life skills, it's offered opportunities for mentoring, and even for some career opportunities. I'm talking, of course, about the Zipzap Circus School, which is celebrating 25 years in action this year. And over those 25 years, one of the challenges has been space to operate. They've been moved around a bit, they've been parked in borrowed space, as it were, and we're delighted to be able to tell you today that they will soon finally have a place of their own to call home. Not too long from now, they'll be moving to Salt River. To tell us more about what's on the menu, Brent van Rensburg joins me on the line, co-founder of Zipzap. Brent, it's great to have you with us again. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having us back, Pippa.
It's very exciting news for you. Tell us what is going on, what is happening in Salt River, and when you'll be moving.
Well, we're actually expanding. After 25 years, our school has grown from 15 children to over 1,500 children in 8 different programs. So we're just running out of space, and it's always been our dream for 25 years to have a permanent home that cannot be moved and we cannot be kicked out of. And so finally the dream has come to fruition, and a very kind investor from London has fronted the money, and we've built the first custom-built circus school in Africa, in the whole continent of Africa. So it's very exciting times for us. It's been a long road to get here, but finally we have a home for the kids, and hopefully the home will be there for a very, very long time, and we'll see lots more kids come through the doors long after Laurence and I have moved on.
That is fantastic news. I mean, that investor from London, what an amazing gift. Do we know, are you allowed to tell us anything about who that is? Is it someone who simply believes in the merits of the program that you're running? Is it somebody who's come through the program and gone on to better things? What can you tell us?
Well, we're a non-profit organization and we have a board of trustees. And so the chair of our board, it's her family and her family's trust that have, basically built the building. They're giving us 10 years rent-free. And an opportunity to, hopefully raise the funds to buy it back from them. But it's purposely built for us. So really, they really believe in us. She's been an amazing chair of our board for over 8 years. And the family has grown very attached to Zipzap, and they would like to help as much as they can for the kids of Cape Town.
Fantastic story. Brent, I mean, some people may wonder, why circus? What does a circus exposure offer to kids who might come from very difficult backgrounds and have limited opportunities to build a life for themselves? What does your program offer them that was missing from their lives before they come to Zipzap?
Well, we like to call it circus magic, because there's a space in the circus for all kids. It doesn't matter if you're short, tall, fat, thin. As long as you're willing to work and, be a part of the team, there's a space. It's also, Zipzap has been free to all kids for 25 years, and we use circus as a tool to bridge gaps between kids from basically all walks of life and all cultures and backgrounds. So when you're hanging upside down on a trapeze and you've got, two kids are hanging off a trapeze holding each other, there's an element of trust. If you're standing on the shoulders, you perform together, you practice together, you travel together. So the bonds that form between the kids, it's not something we actually teach. The circus takes care of that by itself. So, there's far more to circus than just performing on a stage for 10 minutes. We use it as to teach life skills, and it's for 25 years it's been working, and so we think that it should be here for a very long time to come.
Brent, anything else we should know about the new facility? You mentioned that you've been expanding, you're looking for space which allows you to help more kids. How many children do you think you'll be able to reach? How much expansion will be possible by virtue of your new home?
Well, we're planning in the next year to go up to over 2,000 children in the eight programs. One of our programs is in Khayelitsha, which our teachers go twice a week to Khayelitsha. We've been working 14 years there with children living with HIV in partnership with Doctors Without Borders. So that's one of the programs that doesn't come to us, we go there, but the rest of all the seven programs come to us. So we have three other outreach programs working with SAS Children's Village, and then the general classes, and then we've got a young adult training program where the all the teachers at ZipZap are actually kids who've grown up here. So the not every kid is born to be a boardroom member, and a lot of kids find employment through what we teach at ZipZap. And like I said, all our teachers are once themselves little kids coming through the doors.
Final question, Brent. A few people already asking me on the email and on Twitter, what is going to happen to your current venue, the dome down on the foreshore? What will happen to that space?
Well, this is our performance space. Now, we obviously we can't do as many performances as we like for the advanced wing and the professional wing of ZipZap, because every time we have a performance, which we have to do to pay the bills, we have to cancel the classes. So we're constantly juggling between shows and canceling practices. And now with the move to, we can hopefully increase our amount of shows, and also give a space for the young adult training program, because they do lighting, sound, rigging, first aid courses, and so we want to keep that going in the dome. And turn this into, for as long as we can stay, turn this into a venue that can generate an income for the school to keep it free.
Brent van Rensburg, co-founder of ZipZap Circus, thanks so much for the update. Good news for them, that new space opening in September this year. And we'll be chatting to ZipZap a little bit later in the year as well for news on some of their big fundraising events as they mark 25 years.